Wrong, your reservations are. For us to listen to Ray Griffiths, the actor who played the power droid in episode 4, this room is scheduled.
I reserved room A2 to watch the Star Trek blooper reel where DeForest Kelly grabs Majel Barrett's chest. The prime directive demands that you leave the premises.
The prime directive sucks.
You suck, you nerf herder.
I heard one William Shatner is going to do a guest spot on Enterprise and not as Kirk.
You take that back.
Gentlemen, we can discuss this logically.
Excuse me, I'm Ray Griffiths.
Oh, my face!
You can't stop, no fighting. Oh, stop me! Ow! My neck, my spine! Oh, no, not like this!
Good evening, Perry.
I own a motel not too far from you, and you'd be welcome to spend the night in one of the empty rooms if you'd like.
Oh, it burns! Oh, it burns! And I'm the devil!
Welcome to another episode of Necronomicast. I am Dr. Death.
And I'm the Reverend Podfather. Thanks for joining us. We have a lot of people in the studio this time.
Yes, we do, for a big upcoming event coming to Omaha called Contagion Outbreak.
And so who do we have? Who's joining us, and how are you involved?
I'm Rob Carmichael. I'm one of the board of directors for Infected Entertainment, bringing you Contagion Outbreak.
I'm John Jekyll, also on the board of directors for Infected Entertainment, bringing Contagion Outbreak to Omaha.
Dave Roviak, I'm kind of all over. A little bit of everything.
The jack of all trades for Contagion?
Sure.
So what made you guys decide to bring us to Omaha?
That's a great question. One of the big deciding factors was that we were tired of going to everywhere else to see these types of conventions. And so we decided, since Omaha's in the middle of the country, there's absolutely no reason whatsoever that we shouldn't have a pop culture expo.
That everybody can't just meet in the middle.
Exactly.
Well, tell me a little bit about just the whole theme of the convention. What's it entail? What are people going to expect when they walk through the doors?
Well, the overriding theme for the convention is to make sure that everyone gets a little something out of it. You know, we want a little something for everybody. We tried to mix multimedia, multi-genre, you know, make a convention that hasn't been here before, that people can't just go, you know, even if you travel throughout the country, you're not going to find something like it. Try to incorporate sci-fi, fantasy, horror, anime, gaming, comics, television, movies. Like I said, just a little bit of everything. Try to bring a little taste of Hollywood to Omaha. So overall, we wanted something for everybody so that everyone gets a memory out of it. You know, something that they can remember for years and they'll keep coming back for.
Excellent. What are going to be some of the features that you're going to have?
Well, our biggest features are the celebrity guests. Our headliner is Jewel State from Firefly Serenity. She's currently in Stargate Atlantis. After that, you know, she kind of covers our sci-fi aspect of everything. We have Mark Ryan, the voice of Bumblebee and Jetfire in the Transformers movies. He's also doing voices for the movie, the upcoming Transformers 3.
Then we have Larry Hama, the creator of the second incarnation of G.I. Joe, the incarnation most of us grew up with in the 80s.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Steve Bloom, a major anime voice actor. He's done too many things to name, hundreds and hundreds of voices. Best known for Cowboy Bebop. I think he did a character called the Big O.
He did Roger Smith and
Roger
the Big
Smith
O.
And the Big O. So we're bringing the Big O to the Big O. Then we have, let's see, Gary Friedrich, creator of Ghost Rider. Joe Schreiber, a horror author who crossed over into the sci-fi genre with Star Wars Death Troopers and his new Star Wars 1 Red Harvest. Daniel Nelson, who is a poet, over 100 poetry publishing credits, as well as 3 poetry collections. The list goes on and on. Billy Tackett, known as a zombie artist. He has zombified a lot of Hollywood posters.
Yep.
Oh, nice.
He also helped us out with some of our VIP and the Contagion Crawl badges that will be present at the convention. I can't forget the Walking Dead cast.
Oh, no, I was getting to them. We have a large collection of the Walking Dead cast members. Why don't you go ahead and start that, John?
All right. The most famous of them all, I guess, being Chandler Riggs, who plays young Carl in the series.
And Chandler's generously sponsored by Legend Comics here in Omaha.
Great.
And those following the comic books know that there's something impending for the character coming up, depending on how closely they follow it with the TV series. Don't want to give away any spoilers, but if you haven't checked out the comics, you're really missing it. Sonia Thompson, who's in Zombieland as well as The Walking Dead, she's one of the prime zombies, as well as Melissa Cohen, as everyone knows, is the Bicycle Girl
zombie.
And she's one of those that crossed over really well from the comics into the television series as well. Alyssa Groon, Travis Charpentier, Anthony... How do you say his last name? Is it Guajardo? Guajardo?
I would say Guajardo.
Yeah. But you'd recognize him as one of the survivors from the Vatos episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Joe Giles is coming back to Omaha.
Yep. We actually had him on the show here a few episodes ago.
Our first episode, actually.
Yeah. Yep. And I used to work with him. I did makeup here for years with him, so he's a good guy.
And he's being sponsored by Mystery Manor. Yep. They're bringing him in.
Great.
And they're also opening up that weekend for us as well, so... There'll be even more to do at the convention as well as afterwards.
So, how did you guys pick out your lineup there? What did it take to do that?
The number one overall guideline for any of the guests were that they had to be almost multi-genre themselves. You know, our number one picks were the guests who could cross over into different areas.
Yeah.
For example, Mark Ryan was also in The Prestige, kind of a. Mm-hmm. And you could almost say the magic aspect of it is quasi-fantasy as well as he does the Transformers. So a lot of the number one thing is it was the draw. If they do multi-genre, you have Jewel State. I know it's all sci-fi, but she does Serenity and Stargate. They have a large following. I hate to say that it would be more of a draw for people, but that's kind of what we're going for. The people in Omaha don't get to see very often who they'll want to go see. Steve Bloom, again, multimedia, multi-genre. He does the voice acting, primarily anime, but X-Men fans will know him as the voice of Wolverine as well. He does a lot of gaming to bring in the gamers. And so we wanted people who would be a draw to a large group. And one of the things when we started the planning for Contagion Outbreak, we're primarily Star Wars fans. But we knew if we chose Star Wars and did a Star Wars convention in Omaha, it probably wasn't going anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, we would get all 300 of our friends together, and we would have a great time. But it really wouldn't go anywhere from there. We wanted something that would draw in a large group, give something for the people of Omaha to do with their families. You know, we have more restaurants per capita here than any other city in the country. There's more to do in the city than go to the restaurants.
Right. So. And down by the Quest Center, there's plenty of hotel rooms and all that.
Exactly.
Yes. A lot of stuff. So this must have been a monumental undertaking when you thought between the time that you... thought about doing it to now, let alone what's going to happen right up to the opening. What inspired you to do this? Were you just together at some point and going, you know, we really need a convention like this. Who do you think should put that on?
Pretty much. At one point, we were all just kind of hanging out. I think it was just at a cookout and talking about, what was it, Celebration 4, Star Wars Celebration 4, how we had a great time there. And we're like, you know, dang, I was in L.A., and then that was a kind of a heck to get there. So it's like, hey, we're in the middle of the country. There should be something here. We're a big enough city.
Right.
And I'm shocked that there hasn't been anything here yet. You know,
Exactly. And we kind of got tired of waiting for someone to step up and do it. And so we figured, why couldn't we just step up and do it? So.
So, I mean, that has to be a lot of work to get the Quest Center. There's got to be some...
Wasn't that by default?
A lot of backers there. You'd have to say, who's going to pay for all this? I mean, it's got to be a monumental undertaking to just get the financial backing to be able to pull these people in to you know, rent out that venue. And is that coming also from some of the sponsors that you have? I'm sure there's going to be all sorts of vendors and whatnot there.
Well, one of the biggest things for pulling an event like this together was getting the right people in place.
Yeah, yeah.
And so when we did our strategizing for funding and everything like that, and we made sure we had a plan in place. you know, how much sponsorship would we need? How many tickets do we need to sell? How much advertising are we going to have to do? And we had to make sure all that was in place before we even started anything. The story about the questioner was actually kind of interesting because it ended up kind of getting dropped on us unexpectedly.
Really?
We were originally scheduled to be out at La Vista, at the La Vista Conference Center. Really nice people, by the way. But the unsaid promise that we heard was that that area was going to blow up. You know, and there was going to be a movie theater out there. It was going to be a huge area. It's right off the interstate between Omaha and Lincoln. You know, good travel distance for both cities. And it just never took off. And so we were thinking, we got a lot of requests from fans saying, you know, La Vista's nice, but if you're in downtown Omaha, that would be great. And so we went and we were actually looking at the Civic as a possible place.
Right.
For those people who remember AlphaCon of the 499 other people who were lucky enough to attend it. It was down at the Civic, and it was a nice place, a little small, but we went looking there, and while we were there, the staff who were there, the sales reps, were just like, you know, you could do the Civic, but there's all these factors to take into account. They're like, why don't you just go over to the Quest Center?
Wow.
And like, we could actually save you money there. And we're like, okay.
Well, that's always a good thing. Yes.
Perked the interest there.
So, yeah, it just kind of fell on us. We were totally, we always thought we'd love to do it at the Quest Center, but, you know, until it actually happened,
right. We were
just totally shocked.
Now, if this thing takes off, are you guys considering keeping it here and keeping, you know, doing it yearly?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It will be an Omaha convention. I mean, that was the whole goal of it to start, and so we're going to keep it here.
Good.
Yeah, forever.
So when it comes down to there's going to be a zombie walk, right, that goes to it, and you're involving yourself with a lot of different groups around town that have kind of, all have the same types of interest. Can you tell us about if somebody wants to get involved with the zombie walk? I mean, Dr. Death, you know that too, but, how that idea come across?
Oh, me?
Dave, do you want to take that one?
Yeah, Dave. Sure. It was your idea. We'll give you credit.
Oh, well, gosh. I don't know what to say. Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's an opportunity for people to congregate outside of the convention. I mean, because the convention is a great place for a like-minded people to get together. You know, they converse. I've been to enough shows to where, you know, part of the fun is actually conversing with all of the other ones.
All the other people.
All the other people who attend. I mean, the walk itself is almost kind of like a primer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, getting themselves geared up, getting ready to go, checking out the other outfits, admiring makeup jobs, you know, everything like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm excited about, too. Not only is there going to be zombies, but there's going to be all sorts of different costumes down there. Just,
this will be Wayne's opportunity to dress in drag in public.
What do you mean?
What do you think
I do on the weekends? Hey, besides the last person I know that dressed in drag in this room, sitting right across the desk.
Yeah, whatever.
Dave, you dog.
Actually, that would be me that he would be talking about.
Yeah. So we have zombies leading from Mystery Manor, is it?
That's correct.
It's
it's Saturday morning of the convention, starting at Mystery Manor. We're heading down the path to the Quest Center, ending at the Quest Center for the opening of the convention for that day.
Now, what time do they need to be at Mystery Manor?
We'd like to start the walk at 9. I believe that our makeup technicians,
which I am one of them,
have asked that they get there. Is it 2 hours prior, if possible?
That'd be good.
Yeah. Yep, that would be a good estimated time. That's about what it takes us to do the walk we do in October. So,
well, considering that it's going to be a good cross section, it'll bulk up the attendance, I think, so not all of them will require your services.
And that's the way it is at the regular walk, too. I mean, a percentage of the people already come done up, and they do their own thing,
exactly.
So that helps us out as well.
Yeah.
However, one of the things that we do want to mention is the charity aspect of the crawl.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who do want to get done up in professional zombie makeup, it's $3,
yep.
Is that correct? And all that goes towards the Sienna Francis House.
Yep.
Excellent.
That's one of them. The Mystery Manor is very entwined, if that's the right word to use, with, was it Matt's Dream?
And the Matt's Dream Foundation?
Yes.
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken.
It's basically, I mean, I don't, it's part of, you know, like a drinking and driving awareness.
Yeah.
That whole thing, which, you know, it's a heartbreaking story, and it's awesome.
Yeah, it was a personal story for them, so.
Yeah. You know, there probably will be some other ones that come along that get, you know, included with it.
Yeah.
As it gets further along. Yeah. But,
well, one thing we do want to throw out there is that participation in the crawl is totally free. You know, there's no charge to get into the convention. You know, we want as many people to participate in the crawl. We think it would just be really awesome to have a huge group of the undead and costume characters and everything else walking downtown.
And there is no specific theme that, you know, that I think that's what some people get confused with, is there is no specific theme that they have to follow. They can come dressed up in whatever they want, you know.
There's going
to
be steampunk. There'll be, yep. I guess, Renaissance, I guess.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Also, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anime, of course. Yep. Probably, you know, nameless monsters, superheroes, all that type of thing. But one of the cool things with it is there's a Contagion Crawl package that if you... It's for the whole weekend, $25 admission fee. You also get the Billy Tackett designed badge, which is going to be just exclusive for them. There's also going to be a special for the first 600 that register for it. First 300 are going to get a Melissa Cowan autograph for free, who is the bicycle girl. And the second 300 are going to be the Sonya Thompson, you know, from Zombieland. Mm-hmm. And she was the cover zombie for the Entertainment Weekly before the series even got released. So, you know, she's got that super identifiable quality also.
Good.
But all that can be done through the main Contagion site. I know there's also various invites and events. I know Mikey's doing one with the Research Society page.
Oh, right. Yep. Yeah, yep. Yeah. And then the Zombie Walk, the Omaha Zombie Walk itself, we'll have a booth up there, and you know, we'll be like I said, that's, you know, we were honored that you guys asked us to help you out. So
yeah, but on the main site, there's the big flashing, pulsating yellow banner for Contagion Crawl, and all the information is on there also.
Okay.
So getting into the convention, the zombies can get. I mean, what's the charge for the convention itself if somebody doesn't? They just want to check it out. Can they come in? And what are the fees to get in? Ticket prices or anything like that?
Well, the full 3-day pass for all 3 days for the weekend is $25. Again, our goal was to make it affordable for attendees. Right. We've gone to a lot of conventions where you go broke getting there.
Right, and right. So, but for $25, you get the whole package, and you get all 3 days all day long, right? Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, awesome. I just want to point out that that's a pre-registration price. If you wait until the day, until that Friday, right, it's $35 for the weekend at the door, so make sure you pre-register.
Still not too bad. $10 a day, man. You can't really beat that. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm.
Correct. And that includes, you know, the main floor, the panel rooms, the Contagion Cinema that we're going to have on Saturday, the 24 hours of gaming that we're going to have going on, you know, you can participate in the crawl. Like I said, Mystery Manor is opening up that weekend.
Cool.
I just have after-hours things to do. We also have VIP passes available for fans of certain celebrities. There's the Jewel State VIP pass. So that's $100, but that gets you dinner with Jewel either Saturday night or Sunday morning. You get an autograph from Jewel, VIP seating, you get a cut in lines, it's all kinds of fun stuff.
Right. And again, a custom design badge for the VIP.
Designed by Billy Tackett, right. Again.
Cool.
There's Steve Bloom VIP pass is $75. The reason his is a little cheaper, Jewel's comes with the autograph. Steve Bloom has a caveat in his contract where he'll sign the first 3 objects that you bring for free.
Oh, cool.
And so, you know, we didn't feel that charging the autograph fee on top of that would really be fair to anyone. But that also gets dinner with Steve Bloom, preferred seating in his panels, things like that. And then we also have our generic VIP pass, which we've gotten a lot of support from Exarban Cinema in Omaha. That one's $100, but it gets you a meet and greet with, you know, select other celebrities who will be attending, minus Steve Bloom and Jewel State, obviously, at the Exarban Cinema on Friday night. And then they're giving us a special screening of Super 8.
Really?
That opens up that night.
Nice.
I'm excited about that. Mm-hmm. Heck yeah. And I wanted to see that movie.
Then also that comes with the exclusive seating, the cutting in line in front of everybody to get autographs, things. And
I think you might get shot by Stormtrooper, though. Just be careful. I've had that happen. It's not fun.
Yeah, but all you have to do is flash that VIP badge, and then the trooper will back off.
That's right.
It's like the Force.
This is not the VIP you're looking for.
All right, Moonlight.
All right, well, let me see here. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, let's talk a little bit more about Contagion. Yeah, right here on Necronomcast. Contagion Outbreak is Omaha's premier pop culture expo.
June 10th through the 12th, Infected Entertainment brings to the Quest Center a convention of pandemic proportions. Booths, events, and media all featured in the genres of sci-fi, fantasy, horror, anime, movies, and television, as well as console gaming, board gaming, interactive panels, celebrities, vendors, and so much more. Guests for Contagion include Jewel State from Firefly and Serenity, Mark Ryan from the Transformers, anime voice actor Steve Bloom, DC comic artist Jeremy Hahn, as well as cast members of the AMC series The Walking Dead, including Joe Giles, Chandler Riggs, Melissa Cohen, and more. Other guests include a horde of authors, actors, and artists from all over the sci-fi fantasy world. Events will include vendor exhibitor booths, autograph signings, meet and greets, and even a parade of the dead from the members of the Omaha Zombie Walk. Visit ContagionOutbreak.com for more information and find them on Facebook to keep up on news surrounding this epic event. Contagion Outbreak, June 10th through the 12th at the Quest Center in Omaha, Nebraska. Brought to you by Infected Entertainment.
Report the level of the mysterious radiation continues to increase steadily. So long as this situation remains, government spokesmen warn that dead bodies will continue to be transformed into the flesh-eating ghouls. All persons who die during this crisis, from whatever cause, will come back to life to seek human victims unless their bodies are first disposed of by cremation.
Are you ready for the zombie apocalypse? Maybe you should check out the Zombie Research Society. Founded in 2007, the Zombie Research Society is dedicated to raising zombie awareness in the fields of science, survival, and culture. Become a member of ZRS and let your voice be heard. The life you save could be your own. Remember, what you don't know can eat you.
Log in to zombieresearch.org for information.
All right, welcome back. Now, what is there anything else that you guys wanted to go over, like special events or times or prices or anything like that?
Well, let's go ahead and start out with the times for the convention. We're looking at Friday, June 10th. It's going to be from noon to 7. Saturday, the 11th of June from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sunday, the 12th of June from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I do want to emphasize those are the main floor hours. We also have panels going a little bit later in the upstairs of the Quest Center. And then, like we said, we also have the 24 hours of gaming going on.
If you want individual day tickets, Friday is $10 for the pre-registration, $15 at the door. Saturday adult price is $20, pre-registration $25 at the door. And Sunday is $15 for pre-registration $20 at the door. Kids 4 and under are free. There is special child pricing, but you can check the website out for those, too.
Excellent.
We have a couple of game tournaments that are going on. There's a Settlers of Catan Championship Qualifier. The winner of that will go to Gen Con. That's $10 to enter that tournament. And there is an unsanctioned Pokemon tournament for $5. The details should be coming up soon on the website for that.
Yeah, I was going to say, are there any more games that they're just going to have open gaming at all? Do you know, like board gaming or tabletop gaming or anything like that?
There will be open gaming. There will be tabletop gaming. We're going to have other tournaments going as well. However, the sponsors of those tournaments have asked that we not charge an entry fee to participate in them. But they will be sponsoring the prize packages for those. So there will also be free tournaments. So you just pay your admission to the convention and you can participate in those. Like I said, we will have console gaming, board gaming. I believe we're going to have a Warhammer 40K tournament as well.
Cool. Is there going to be art shown there at all? Do you have any artists that are bringing stuff?
I wish we could see the layout of the convention center. It's much easier with the pictures. On the main Quest Center floor, we're going to have a large exhibitor area. We have scheduled approximately 71 different vendors of different types who will be present. We're going to have an artist alley. We have 61 artist space available, as well as authors and other exhibitors. They're going to be comic artists, your more mainstream portrait artists, and doing sketches, things like that. There will be an art show and an art auction going on that will all be in the center display area. That'll be easy to identify because it'll be flanked by some of our vehicle displays that we're going to have at the convention center. Celebrities, local fan club organizations are also going to have a lot of booth space there too to showcase their fan clubs so that people can come and see what's in the Omaha area, as well as the large kids area. Mm-hmm. Because there's nothing worse than going to a convention with your kids and they're sitting there, you know, crying the whole time because they're doing what mommy and daddy want to do, but they want to go play. So we've taken that into account too. And then we're also having a large prop display area as well for people to see.
Excellent. Now you can bring some of the zombies from the zombie walk for the kids area to play.
Yeah.
I'll make it really exciting.
Yeah.
Just go play with the hand, Billy.
Yeah.
You can play Got Your Nose with one.
For real.
Excellent. All right. So what else is, what are you guys the most looking forward to besides, you know, a bunch of beer after the whole thing's over?
After. Yeah. By the way, the Quest Center will be serving alcohol that weekend, so.
Oh, very nice.
There will be beer on tap at the Quest Center.
Cool.
Just please be responsible. Yes.
Going home in my new captain's chair, sitting on that in the living room.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
For the Star Trek fans, I guess we could touch on that.
Yep. For Star Trek fans, we have one of our good friends who built a full-size, functional replica of Captain Kirk's chair from the original series.
Really?
Wow. Yep. And he will be auctioning it off during the convention, and so some lucky convention goer will get to take that home and prop it up in their living room and watch Star Trek to their heart's content.
Sweet. Wow. I'd look good sitting excellent. In that, wouldn't I?
No.
Right here behind the desk?
No. I have to look at you anyway.
I get you a little earpiece like a hurrah.
It will be wired for sound and light, so you can have your...
Really? That's awesome.
Wow. Google podcast just tapped right in there. That'd be sweet.
See?
There you go.
I'd never move. I'd start out Captain Kirk and then end up Jabba the Hutt. Sadly. I'm not moving. Honey, bring me some chaps.
Yeah, we'll have other prop replicas, though. Let's see, we'll have an original kit from the original Knight Rider show.
Oh, nice.
Full replica. It'll talk and lights up and everything. And Motor Master, full-size replica of the evil Optimus Prime from Transformers.
Yeah. Wow.
We have, if you saw Tron Legacy, the new light cycles are pretty sweet. We're going to have Parker Brothers Cycles bring up one of those light cycles for us.
Really? All right.
They'll be hanging out there.
And I'm sure if anyone has $55,000, they could take one home.
Oh, excellent.
Right on.
I'll bring my checkbook.
Yeah, it's a street legal cycle. It's
really?
Yes. Yeah.
It just can't make any turns, otherwise, catastrophe. One thing I
interesting.
Oh, God.
And then with Mark Ryan, we're working on the 2011 Camaro, the
yes.
Transformers edition. To have that on display as well.
Wow. So you're lucky you got the Quest Center. There's going to be a lot of room for all this
yep.
really yes. big stuff. It's mm-hmm. not just going to be...
Including a 30-foot rocket.
There's going to really?
A local rocketry group is going to bring one of their...
Jeez.
Yeah, the thing is huge.
It's one-third amazing. Scale.
Really?
That's going to yeah. be on display.
Can we launch it like right into the old rocket from the Quest Center?
Yeah, the Quest Center asked that the engine remain out of it.
Oh,
jeez.
Yeah, it'll have to stay on the side, though, because it's huge.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
All right. Any outside displays for people that are driving by or anything like that besides the shambling mound of the undead?
Well, what's their word on Haunted Hollow?
It's in pending. It's yes. in progress.
So possibly, but...
We have an outside display pending.
All right. We'll have to keep you updated on you. And you guys can be found on Facebook and definitely on your blog there. To keep up to date on everything that you guys are putting at the last minute or keeping secret from us now. Yeah. To spring on people later.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we still have lots of things to come. So
good. All right. Well, what else you guys got for us? Anything else?
Well, I was going to say the Contagion Cinema.
Oh, that's
right.
That's
going to be the Saturday. So far, I believe it's right. just going to be the Saturday. The 2008 winner of the Off the Edge category for the Omaha Film Festival, The Wretched, that's going to be screened. And they have mm-hmm. since gone on to producing quite a rapidly expanding independent webisode series called The Dead Hour. Which you might find particularly interesting because it is revolving around DJ Raven, who is quite a super hottie, megawatty character. And she kind of more or less does not so much a call-in show, but a sharing scary stories over the radio.
Really?
And she introduces them. It unfolds, and each one is kind of connected by a common link of her right. as being the host. They've got a season one of that done so far, and there's going to be like a marathon of that.
Cool. Excellent.
And they will be on hand, too. She will be there, along with some of the carryover, not carryover, but some of the same actors who appeared in The Wretched, since it's the same writers, producers, directors. Mm-hmm. They will. Some of them also have been in different episodes of the Dead Hour, so they will be there to promote both, and also to let people know that the season two is going to be rolling out also.
Right on. And then Super 8, you're going to play that too. So the cinema is going to be going all weekend?
Well, the Super 8 is going to be at Exarvin.
Oh, that's Exarvin. Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Contagious Cinema is on site.
Oh, excellent.
Nice.
And movies too.
Mm-hmm.
So, cool.
You guys got it all.
All right, so for more information, they can go to ContagionOmaha.com.
Contagion Outbreak.
ContagionOutbreak.com.
Yes.
And then, friend them again on Facebook. You guys can do that. And, again, that's also for pre-registration. You can see a list of the guests that are going to be coming. You can see pretty much any of the information. You said that the layout for the convention is going to be. Is that going to be up there at all? Do you know? You're going to see where,
as how it's laid out? As we get it finalized, it will be there as a rough draft of the convention center layout, cool. just so people can see what rooms we have and where it's going to be held at.
All right. Excellent. And then can people email you?
Yeah, definitely. We have a contact us button on the website, but either John or I, mine is rob@contagionoutbreak.com, and okay. John is john@contagionoutbreak.com.
We tried to keep it really complex.
Yeah, I know. it's like a puzzle.
Or for generic information, info@contagionoutbreak.com.
Yep.
If people want to see the crawl route, that's, as Dave explained, there's the contagion safe zone icon on the main page. They can click on that. That'll show them the crawl route and all the information and how to order and pre-register for the crawl tickets.
Excellent.
All right. Well, I think that'll do it. We appreciate you guys coming on the show. And we are definitely looking forward to the event.
That's right, because I think we're going to be down there as Necronomicast.
Yes.
Right? And as the Zombie Walk
and the whole nine. So
doing makeup.
Yep.
Interviewing various people.
Absolutely.
So, all right, guys, thanks for joining us on the show. And if you guys have anything else, something comes up you want us to promote, please yep. make sure you let us know. And we'll keep everybody in touch as our shows go along prior to the convention.
Yep.
Excellent. Thank you guys very much for having us.
Absolutely. I am Dr. Death.
And this is Reverend Podfather. And this has been Necronomicast.
You've been listening to the Necronomicast, a weekly podcast produced by Tim Welch and Wayne Brecky, part of the Free Life Media Network. For show notes and other information, go to necronomicast.com.